This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. John Rubino, the head of scientific innovation and U.S. medical advisor for DuraScience USA. DuraScience is a global scientific institute for health and wellness solutions. Dr. Rubino, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Eric, thank you very much for having me. It's my pleasure.
And certainly our pleasure as well. So for starters, if you would, tell us about yourself and what is your background to kick things off today?
Sure. I grew up in New England where it's still snowing. Although I live in La Quinta, California now in the nice weather in the desert. I went to Tufts University. I graduated from Tufts back in 1977, a long time ago. I went to the University of Texas Southwestern Med School called UT Southwestern in Dallas. Graduated, got my MD degree there, and then went on to my orthopedic surgery residency at the University of Cincinnati in Cincinnati, Ohio. And it may seem orthopedic surgery is sort of like human carpentry, so it may sound like quite a far road from health and wellness, and it might be. But as I get older, I'm 62 now, I have come to really treasure the value of wellness and what that really means, not only to us older people, but to the young as well. And I think that's a passion for me to try to instill just a thought process of trying to achieve wellness from a young age until, you know, our last stages of life. And we can get into this more, but and it might be just an American thing, but I'm not sure that that's true. We tend to think of richness in dollars, you know, a fancy car, a fancy home. Well, there are plenty of very wealthy people who are very unhealthy and are ill, and their quality of life isn't good. So richness is not in dollars, it's in health. I always tend to say that longevity without health is like a beautiful, beautifully crafted cupboard that's empty. So I learned about DuraScience from Dr. James Needy Ma, who is one of the founders. And we both share a passion for wellness. And after we got to know each other a bit, he invited me to join DuraScience, and I'm proud to be a part of this wonderful company. So I'm excited to be here, and I'm excited to talk about not only the company, but wellness in general.
Yeah, certainly some things to think about there. Now, tell us about DuraScience. What is their history and mission?
DuraScience was actually, the scientific institute was founded back in 2003. And in 2015, they sort of had a management change, and they changed the name to DuraScience. And it's a global scientific institute who's committed to allowing humans to strive for the best in human health and wellness. You know, I always think of health is wealth, and it's our responsibility as human beings to try to live our best lives. And we're really dedicated to research and development, which through our products and services will help people try to achieve a level of wellness that allows them to enjoy life and enjoy a long life. And it's our commitment to improve the quality of life through our scientific innovations and our unique patented products, which unfortunately I can't get into in specifics here, but we really strive for efficiency and safety and certainly efficacy in every product that we make. So that's basically our mission. Right now, it's mostly in Asia, but we are expanding to other parts of Asia and also certain mm-hmm. parts of Europe and the United States as well. So we do sell some products in the States.
Dr. Rubino, if you would, what is the importance in human health? Get into some of those details per your expertise.
I think the importance of human health is to try to live a drug-free life. I know that, you know, Big Pharma has its place, and certainly there are medical conditions that require chronic meds, and I'm not going to have any disparaging remarks about that because they are truly lifesavers. But I also believe that we are our own best selves and in terms of being able to utilize nature, what God created all around us, to try to live a drug-free life and to have strong health and healthy minds. And I like to talk about wellness as having six spokes of a wheel. And if you're all six spokes have to be working together in order for that wheel to work optimally down the path of wellness. And we can get into it more. I know we have, you know, just a limited amount of time, but there's an emotional component of wellness, a physical component, an intellectual component, a spiritual component, a social component, and an occupational component. And it's not complicated. It's not overwhelming, but it is multifaceted. And it requires discipline. It requires commitment for each individual to take responsibility for his or her own wellness. It does take time, and it takes intention, and it takes awareness, and it takes one's ability to make the right choices. And we're responsible for our own health, and I really, really believe that. And we can get into that more if we have time, but I think that's what human health is all about, is to try to live a life that's spiritually pure and also physically pure. And spiritually can be, religion, an organized religion or a non-organized religion. Some people don't believe in organized religion. They just think of a kind of a grand creator, and they pursue harmony and self-awareness through things like meditation. That's all well and good. I'm all about whatever you practice, if it makes you a better human being, a kinder human being, a human being with more love in your heart, more accepting of the differences in other humans, because that's the beauty of humanity. Love is the greatest gift that God has given us. And especially in this day and age, we can sure use a lot more love. And it really does lead to a better, more enriched life.
Yes, and we certainly could use a lot more love up in here, as they say. Today we are speaking with Dr. John Rubino, the head of scientific innovation and U.S. medical advisor for Dura Science USA, a global scientific institute for health and wellness solutions, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So, Dr. Rubino, are all products created equally, or are these differences even important?
Oh, there's certainly differences. Every company has costs for R&D, research and development, but there are also different ways to develop products. And the most important thing is the quality of every ingredient that's used in a specific formula. We have a great deal of patented formulas that we have unique combinations of, These formulas, for this goes for any company, they should be unique and certified. And unfortunately, a lot of companies, I'm not going to name any, they kind of cut corners and don't provide the consumer with the highest grade, the highest quality of product. And they're not tested as rigorously as DuraScience tests their product, not only for quality, but for efficacy. And that's one of the things that really differentiates us from many of our competitors, is that we're very stringent about our So that's the biggest thing about products, is what goes into those products. What are the quality of the ingredients that goes into your products, whether it's a supplement, whether it's a topical application for skin, anything. It's all about the ingredients. If you don't have ingredients that aren't, number one, of good quality, and two, haven't been rigorously tested, then your product is substandard, at least in my opinion. And I'm very confident in the quality of our products here at DuraScience. Very proud of what we do. A lot of our the people that work for us have published in journals such as Journal of Pharmacology and the University of California, the Cambridge Medical Publications. We have, a lot of folks who have patented products. So I'm really confident that we are the products that we develop are not to be matched by anyone.
Dr. Rubino, certainly has been great to have had you, and certainly appreciate your authenticity here in regards to health and wellness, and your passion certainly comes out in your message. We certainly appreciate all that. If you would, and in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, a takeaway, anything else you'd like to share?
I think that the one thing is that, you know, consumers of it are inundated every day from ads. If you watch the nightly news, no matter what channel it is, boy, do we get inundated with ads from Big Pharma for medicines. And usually the risks that are associated with the medicines that you take, are the list is a lot longer than it takes up the great majority of the ad. And I, after listening to all the disclaimers, I'm going, gosh, why would anybody take that medicine? And I think that, you know, it's a lot of, we have responsibility for our own health. And I think that there are products out there, there's nature out there, natural products that can really help people live longer, healthier lives. And consumers have a lot of choices out there in the marketplace. And I think the most important thing that people need to think about is that the product has been researched formally before it's actually made into a product that goes out for public consumption. Some of the products that are out there might not be as safe as they should be, and not be tested as rigorously as they should be. So they tend to overpromise and under serve, if you will, under deliver. But at DuraScience, we never will compromise our standards in safety or efficacy. We are founded on a pillar of integrity, and that's why I joined the company. That's ultimately important for me, and certainly for our consumers.
Again, Dr. Rubino, really good to have had you. Thanks for joining us. It is DuraScience.com to get all the details on DuraScience USA. Again, Dr. Rubino, thanks for joining us here today on the Health Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks so much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. John Rubino, the head of scientific innovation and U.S. medical advisor for DuraScience USA, a global scientific institute for health and wellness. And for more information, once again, about DuraScience, visit DuraScience.com. Again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.